The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas. Copyright 2014 by Bahar Books. Chapter 3. When the day set for their departure arrived, the old hunter gave each of his adopted sons a beautiful bow laminated of seven woods and a silver arrow, and said to them to take from their treasure as many pieces of gold as they wished. Then he walked with them along the road. Arriving at the spot where they had decided to part, he gave them, before taking his leave, a beautiful knife. Its blade was brilliant and unmarked, and he said to them, "If you become separated one day, my dear children, bury the point of this knife in a tree at the spot where your roads part. And when one of you returns to this road, that one will be able to see how things have gone for his brother. Because if one of you dies, the side of the blade turned toward the road which that one followed will be completely rusted, while the other side, toward the road of the living brother, will remain pure and bright." Wilfred took the knife. Then both of them embraced their adoptive father and continued on their way. That evening they came to a forest so large that they could not even think of crossing it in one day. They sat down at the foot of a tree, ate what they had brought with them in their sacks, and slept under the beautiful stars. The next day they again set off. That evening, when they had to stop for the day, they still had not reached the far edge of the forest. This time, however, their sacks were empty, and one said to the other, "We must kill an animal to feed ourselves, or else we will spend a very bad night here." He notched an arrow and began kicking through the underbrush, making a rabbit run out. He pulled the bowstring to his cheek and was about to shoot when the rabbit cried, "My dear hunter, let me live and I will give you two young rabbits." This seemed like trading dinner for its shadow, but the young man took the word of the rabbit, who re-entered the wood and an instant later, in fact, produced two little rabbits. But they were so gentle and played so tenderly with each other that the hunters could not kill them. The brothers kept them near, and the young rabbits understood to follow them, walking at their heels like two spaniels. Nevertheless, they had to eat, and although the two young men had calmed their hunger a little with some sweet acorns, when they scared up a fox, one of them notched an arrow and pulled his bowstring to his cheek. But the fox cried, "Oh, my dear hunter, let me live, and I will give you two kit foxes." The hunter thought that two young foxes would be better to eat than one old fox. He made a sign to the fox and lowered his bow, consenting to the exchange. An instant later, the fox brought him two little ones. But just as they were about to shoot the kits, the two young hunters lost heart, and they made them the companions of the rabbits, and for supper contented themselves with some chestnuts that had fallen under a tree. Then they promised themselves that they would shoot the first animal they encountered. The first animal was a wolf. The two young men were just about to kill it when the wolf cried, "Oh, my dear hunters, let me live and I will give you two young wolves." The two young men accepted the exchange, and the two young wolves were made deputies of the two little rabbits and the two little foxes who were already following them. They next came upon a bear, who, seeing herself threatened, hastily cried, as had the others, "Oh, my dear hunters, let me live, and I will give you two bear cubs." The two bear cubs were brought and put with the other animals, and as they were not only the strongest, but had a grand and thoughtful air, they were charged by the young men to keep watch over the others. They had barely finished these arrangements, and the young bears were taking up their posts, when a lion came toward them, roaring and shaking his mane. But the two hunters were not frightened by this menace, and drew back their bowstrings when the lion, seeing that the two meant business, cried, "My dear hunters, let me live, and I will give you two young lions." And the lion delivered two young lions, such that the hunters had two lions, two bears, two wolves, two foxes, and two rabbits, who followed them and served them. Only finding very little to eat in this forest and becoming hungrier and hungrier, they said to the two foxes, "You two, who are so clever and cunning, can you get us something to eat?" The foxes talked this over between them and gave this advice. "Very near here," they said, There's a village where our father and mother found chickens to bring us. We will show you the way. The foxes then showed the road to the village to the two brothers. There they bought something to eat for themselves and also a bit of food to give their beasts. Then they went on their way. In this region, the foxes knew where to find a good many chicken houses for the young hunters, who from then on, thanks to the foxes, never suffered from hunger. They continued traveling for some time, offering their services to the large landowners whose chateau lay along their route. But everywhere they went, they were told, "We could use a hunter, but not two." They knew then that they must separate. They divided up the animals such that each had a lion, a bear, a wolf, a fox, and a rabbit. Then they said goodbye, swearing brotherly devotion until death. Before separating, they planted the knife that they had been given by their adoptive father in a tall linden, and Wilfred turned toward the west and Gottlieb toward the east. First, we will follow Gottlieb, for his name means loved by God.